Hey everyone. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things feminine strength. We're diving into a topic that affects half of humanity, navigating menopause and perimenopause. Now, I know what you're thinking, ugh, not another lecture about hot flashes and mood swings. But trust me, this is different. We're going beyond the stereotypes and talking real talk about how to own this stage of life with grace and power. Because let's face it, menopause isn't a finish line, it's a whole new adventure. Think about it. Your body is undergoing some major shifts, hormones are doing their own thing, and suddenly you feel like you're riding a roller coaster, but instead of thrills, it's more like unexpected dips and turns. You know that feeling? But guess what? We can learn to navigate this wild ride with strength, self-awareness, and a whole lot of humor. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you conquer menopause and perimenopause. First up, ditch the stigma. Seriously, we need to stop treating menopause like some shameful secret. It's a natural biological process, just like puberty or childbirth. Ever feel like society tries to shove us into this box of youthful and vibrant until a certain age, then suddenly, poof, we're invisible. No more. Let's reclaim our narratives and celebrate the wisdom and experience that comes with every stage of life. Next, listen to your body. Your intuition is screaming at you for a reason, trust me. Pay attention to those changes, the hot flashes, the mood swings, sleep disruptions, even the shifts in your libido. It's not about suppressing these feelings, it's about understanding them and working with them, not against them. Think of it like this. Menopause is like learning a new dance. It takes practice, patience, and maybe a few awkward steps along the way, but eventually you'll find your rhythm. Speaking of rhythms, embracing self-care becomes even more crucial. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, though those are awesome. It's about prioritizing activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Think. Regular exercise, a healthy diet rich in fruits and veggies, getting enough sleep, practicing mindfulness or meditation, whatever helps you feel grounded and energized. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. Now let's talk about building a supportive community. Surround yourself with women who get it, those who are going through similar experiences, sharing their wisdom and offering a listening ear. You can find these amazing women online or in your local community, join support groups, attend workshops, or simply connect with friends who are on the same journey. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. And finally, embrace the power of your story. Menopause is a powerful chapter in a woman's life. It's a time of transformation, growth, and rediscovery. Share your experiences with others, use your voice to challenge stereotypes, and inspire other women on their journeys. Remember, you are not defined by your hormones, you define your own journey. Think about that friend who was going through a rough patch, maybe a breakout, a career change, or even just a bout of the blahs. They probably felt overwhelmed, unsure how to handle it all. But imagine if you had offered them some words of encouragement, a listening ear, and practical tips based on your own experiences. That's what we're doing here. We're creating a space for open communication, shared wisdom, and genuine support. Picture this. You're at that family dinner, everyone's catching up, and the conversation turns to health. Your aunt mentions feeling hot flashes more often lately, or maybe your sister shares about some sleep struggles. Instead of avoiding the topic or offering generic advice, you step in with confidence and say something like, "You know, I've been learning a lot about navigating menopause these days. It's actually a really fascinating journey." Then you share some insights from this very podcast, maybe about the importance of listening to your body or finding a supportive community. You see their eyes light up with understanding, and they finally feel comfortable talking openly about something that's been affecting them. That's the power we have when we break down the stigma and create authentic connections. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Embrace this chapter with grace, strength, and a whole lot of heart. Don't forget to share this episode with any women in your life who might benefit from these insights. Leave us a review on whatever platform you're listening on. It helps others discover the podcast and join our amazing community. And for daily doses of emotional strength, follow us on social media at The Feminine Reset. Until next time, stay strong, stay empowered, and remember, menopause is not the end, it's just the beginning of a whole new adventure.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.